on November 18th digitally. They're not doing a physical release, sadly, but that's okay. The song we're going to play is called Only With You.
Tired of playing. Here I am, there you are. I don't know where we're going or where we have been. I look back when I know it's not there where I left. Have to find it again. Well, the feeling I had when it had me, it was only with you. A force of its own just passing through. You can love, you can love, you can lose when it all looks the same. You can love, you can love, you can lose even at your own game. You can look, you can look, you can see what you wanted to see.
Come on, you're higher.
All right, that was a track, Between Cans, by the band Barn, who is a group of girls, four girls from Madrid. Thank you. This album was recorded in Berlin, but they're from Berlin. Kind of nice little, somebody commented, a cross between the Beach Boys and the Velvet Underground, which I thought was fitting. So, yeah. You're listening now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio in Vancouver. With your hosts, Eleanor
and Erica.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, FemCon is a category of music that we play here at CITR. And basically what it means is that the music was either written by a female, or the lyrics were written by a female, it was produced by a female, or what is the last one I'm forgetting? It was performed by a female. So if you have two of those four categories, it makes it FemCon music, and that is what we play here on Femme Concept every Friday from 1 to 2. Before we listened to Dears, we heard a track by the Roches, called Hammond Song, song I haven't heard in a really long time, but it's really good. Pretty sure I first heard it on a movie soundtrack back in high school. Can't remember which one, but you knew it.
It sounds familiar, but it wasn't. I didn't know where it was from.
Not sure. But anyways, they are a group of sisters from the United States, I think. And that was off of their self-titled album, The Roches, that came out back in 1979. So little throwback there. And before that, it was Angel Olsen. So nice.
So nice.
Always nice. I don't think she could write a bad song.
No, and the thing about her is that she uses, like, only just a few chords, mm-hmm. but it's because her voice is so haunting and so, like, I don't know, she's magic.
Yeah.
I'd say she's, like, I mean, I don't want to make any like blanket statements here, but I'd say she's one of the best female vocalists out there that's recorded.
And the song, the simplicity of the songwriting, but in a really effective way, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
So yeah, we're going to talk about something that's happening this week.
Yes.
It's a carnival on behalf of the hashtag I am a student group, who is, I guess, speaking up against housing residence fee increases
at UBC,
as well as tuition increases.
Yes.
So there's a carnival that's happening on November 20th.
Yep, that's Thursday.
At 7 p.m. In the Norm Theater at UBC. And I guess they're having some music going on and
some good bands.
Yeah.
They've got, confirmed they have ATSI, who we saw play on Friday at the CITR Filmstock Beer Garden. Really fantastic.
Excellent band.
They also have Zen Mystery Fog, a garage rock surfy trio from Vancouver. And then Purple Hearts Social Club.
Yeah.
They played at Victory Square Block Party at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And just added like an hour ago, breaking news people, Lady Jams.
And they are all so awesome.
Yes.
Saw them at the Talon opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four girls. They're all UBC students, I think.
Yeah. When I saw them, it was three girls. But maybe I don't know if that's accurate or not. But three, I believe, UBC students, and they are fantastic. They're a good little trio for sure.
No, there's definitely four of them.
There's definitely
maybe
four.
They were just
all
missing
right.
one that day.
Maybe one was missing. Anyways, if you're listening,
sorry,
we know our stuff for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna play the song. You can look them up on SoundCloud, Lady Jams, spelled L-A-Y-D-Y, and the song's called Lemonade.
Quench your thirst like I came here to hydrate a seed of the population with some rhythm and some lemon. Let it be and let it John Lennon. Imagine a place with a new referendum. Me as a power, powerful woman, not just a woman with a fallopian tube. How to get me in the nude? Not trying to be too prude, impress the mind of the subdued. Lemonade, let me make what I should. Hope is in the taste. Words I say, everything blossoming. It sort of looks like I'm John Legend. My lemonade is hot, my lemonade is soft, my lemonade is hot, my lemonade is rough, my lemonade is life. When the going gets tough, give me them lemons, I'll make something up, call it lemonade. Day. A brighter day, call it.
Thank you. told you what happened to your father.
You told me enough.
No, I am your father.
Calling all film lovers, the 5th annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is happening November 14th to 16th at the Van City Theatre. With 17 films and 4 web series, you'll have your fill of all things short film. Tickets at vsff.com. Oh, look at the leaves. Autumn in Vancouver is so lovely. Wait, what's going on? No! It's
November.
The bleakest month has arrived, so warm up with November's issue of Discorder. This month's cover article is an interview with space rockers Dada Plan, who make
dystopian
music for our
dystopian
times. We're also featuring articles on dark punk trio Lie, experimental folk rock from Colin Cowan, and alt garage nutrition from Monk. And please enjoy a special staff sound off on
our least favorite albums from artists we love.
Yay!
Yay.
It's a cozy down a copy of Discorder, available around town, and fight the November blues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, AMS Events, LiveVan.com, The Fox Cabaret, The Lido, The Rickshaw Theater, and Vinyl Records.
If you live inside the
Brooklyn-based songwriter Mira is touring in support of her new record, Changing Light. This Saturday, November 15th, Mira plays with Mecca Normal at the Media Club. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 10. Advance tickets are $15, available at Northern Tickets, Zulu, and Red Cat. Brought to you by MRG and CITR 101.9.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 with your hosts, Erica,
Eleanor,
and we're just
E-squared.
Chilling. E-squared. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to change the name of our show as of 2 seconds ago.
E-squared. That last song we listened to was the song called July 1st by the band Moss Lime out of Montreal. That was recorded in the Bottle Rocket, no, what is it? Bottle Garden Studio in Montreal, which is also the studio where Free Love Fenner and Brave Radar recorded their albums. So it's pretty nice. It's a in-home studio. Before Moss Lime, it was Super Moon with the song Burnout of My Dreams. And they're playing at the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party at the end of the month.
I love that. Burnout of My Dreams. Don't we all have a burnout of our dreams?
Probably.
For sure. Like, I think that's kind of just an aspiration in this daily, contemporary.
It's an aspiration. I feel like it's more just like a reality.
All right. Everybody's kind of going for burnouts. Yeah.
Well, it's just like something that happens that I don't know if I aspire to have a burnout. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's why they're in burnout. All right. Well, sorry. Incorrect Anyways. Use of language. Next, moving on.
It's cool if you have a burnout of your dreams. It's fine. And before that, it was Lady Jams, who are playing this coming Thursday at the Carnival Against the Hikes at UBC. So you should come to that. You can find that event on Facebook if you search I Am a Student on Facebook. Yeah, and the event will come up. So, yeah. We are going to play some more, both of those bands that we just played, all three of them, actually. We're from Canada, from Vancouver, and, we have a few more songs for you. We have about 20 minutes left. But first, I want to tell you about some other cool things that are happening next week, here at UBC. So on Monday night, there's going to be a screening of the film called The World Before Her, and that is being put on by the UBC Sociology Students Association and the brand new club, the UBC Feminist Club. It's a fundraiser for the Feminist Club, so it's $3 at the door, which is super cheap for a movie. And do you know what the movie's about?
It also, just another detail on it, it starts at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the Ansel Building, room 203, just to lay that down. I just looked into the trailer on this film. So it's about two different young Indian women. One of them aspires, using the word correctly this time, she aspires to become Miss India, I guess, and that's her like central goal, and has to go through some like rigorous training. It's more like physical, like working out and getting like a hot bod sort of thing, and then some other like answering questions correctly and stuff. And then the other one follows the path of this other young Indian girl, and she is in a Hindu nationalist camp and is learning things like self-defense and like kind of physical, I don't want to say like karate, obviously it's not quite that, but it's looks like that kind of body combative
self-defense,
self-defense type thing. So she's trying to kind of, I guess the film is called The World Before Her, and I guess it's kind of talking about that as the old world, the nationalist, Hindu nationalist world, and then the new world of what girls now are aspiring to work hard for and on behalf of Indian culture. So it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks super, super cool. So, and it won the Best Documentary Feature at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2012.
Nice.
And, yeah.
here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Okay, we are just about at the end of our show here, Femme Concept on CITR Radio. My name's Eleanor. Erica had to take off to class, but thanks for tuning in today. Hope everybody has an excellent weekend planned out, and you get to go out, see some live music, vote if you can. And I hope to see you all out at a few events next week that we talked about. The last track that we listened to was by Samantha Savage Smith, who is playing at the Matador tonight with two Vancouver bands, Soft Serve and Watermelon, I'm pretty sure. And Samantha is from Calgary, and that track was called Kids in the Basement off of her album Wholesomely Made, demos from 2012 to 2014. That's really nice. And before that, we heard the track Sad Sam by The Oz, who are playing at a house show tomorrow night. You can look up The Oz on Facebook to get the details of where that show is happening. So yeah, I said before the break that I would let you know about the events happening to commemorate the December 6th shootings at Polytech University in Montreal. And the first memorial is happening this Tuesday coming up, November 18th at 12:30 p.m. at the Wayne and William White Engineering Design Courtyard at UBC. And then the panel discussion that I was talking about is happening on Tuesday, November 25th. So not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday from 12 to 1. And that's happening in the Simon K. Wiley Global Lounge, which is at UBC as well. So, yeah, there will also be a candlelight vigil on December 5th from 10 in the morning until 4 p.m. on the sub-main concourse. So you can definitely go attend that as well if you are around. We'll probably do some more in-depth features on those in the coming weeks. But, yeah. So, there's some great shows happening after mine and Erica's today, so stay tuned in for Radio Zero at 2 till 3:30, and then of course it's Nardwar 3:30 to 5, followed by the news at 5 p.m. I'm sure there'll be lots of interesting features on all of those, so stay tuned in. We've got time for a couple more songs here, so I'm gonna play some Rec Center, a Vancouver band featuring members of Jay Arner and Energy Slime, as well as Alex Hudson and Timothy Stolenwerk. And this album just came out, or is coming out on the 18th. It's really fantastic. It's called Monster of the Week. And then the last track that I'm going to play is by the duo She Keeps Bees out of Montreal. And I'm going to play the song Owl off of their album Eight Houses. So first we're going to hear from Rec Center, and this track is called Vowel Shift.
Thank you. your